Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday. Just a beautiful day out there.
Look, you're lying so bad you don't even know what day it is.
It's gorgeous out.
If you're a duck, even they're not even out today.
I'll tell you right now. Just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah.
You want to know the best part about today?
What's that?
That hopefully it'll be out of here by tomorrow.
Oh, I'm really hoping so. Listen, this is the first time in several years I've played this tournament in the early morning, so I'm hoping for the best.
Hoping for the best?
Yeah, well, because I've usually played in the afternoon and played terribly, so I figured, you know, we'll try it in the morning. Maybe I'll play better. Hopefully the weather holds out.
Does your swing change from morning to afternoon?
Well, listen, it can't get any worse.
Come on.
Can't get any worse. You know what my partner Dick Hort said to me when we played golf the last time? He said, you know what I like about your swing? I said, what's that, coach? Nothing. That's what you're in for tomorrow, brother.
It's going to be one long day.
But at least at 3 o'clock, everything will get back to normal for you because we'll be on location with the show.
Normal? You'll you'll be sitting next to me.
That's true. That is a good point.
That is not normal. That is not normal. It means I have to bring all this stuff with me. You know,
That's a terrible life you lead, isn't it? That's just
brutal.
You get to see lots of college basketball and football, minor league baseball, get paid to do it. It's terrible. It's, you know what? It's just like having to work holidays in major league baseball.
Still there? That's what you think.
Are you still there? All right.
I see.
By the way, I wanted to thank Amanda for the Facebook post. Said she enjoys listening. Appreciate that.
I answered it.
You were actually on Facebook. Wow.
No, I saw it come up in my email, and I answered
that's,
it.
That's better. Okay. I was going to say.
Well, no, but I mean, but the most important part is that you answered. It doesn't matter how you do it.
That's true. That's a good point.
Right. You know, and I wanted to make sure I answered it and let her know how much we appreciate it very much. That she would say something nice like that, and that means a lot to us. What's your reaction to Cole Hamels throwing a Bryce Harper fine? Not mediocrity, one of a lack of strength.
I'm trying to make.
But when you suspend a position player or a relief pitcher for 5 games, you really are suspending them for 5 games. But when you suspend a starting pitcher for 5 games, you haven't suspended them. You just haven't done it. And that's the issue.
You notice there was no fine. Did that surprise you a little bit? There was no money involved, at least in the reports that I've seen so far today?
No, yeah. I did not see any money.
I didn't either. I was a little surprised about that. I thought there'd be money having to be paid.
Yeah. I probably would have suspended him for 10, fined him some, and also given a fine to Zimmerman just to send a point to him, too. I would have fined him. Because, I mean, let's face it. Common sense tells you, you know, it wasn't a mistake.
Well, Cole Hamels, when he went up to bat, I said this yesterday, he had to know something was coming. As a matter of fact, I think he might have just flinched a little bit as the pitch before the pitch left the hand.
Oh, of course. Now, tomorrow we'll be at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, which we're looking forward to. We're going to do the show live out there tomorrow from 3 to 5. I want to invite everybody to come out. Come on out. Join us. Be in the audience. Kevin will be doing signings left and right. I'll just do what I always do and just do the show. We'll take phone calls. We'll take audience participation questions. be your chance to watch Kevin think on his feet. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
I haven't checked the forecast. Did you check the forecast yet?
No, I haven't been that worried about it. No. I mean, we have AccuWeather, for goodness sakes.
Right, right. That's what I'm doing. I'm checking the forecast now.
Yeah, you are? Oh, well done. That's great.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All right. Now, this is the part of the show everybody looks forward to. The Kevin topics of the day emailed me by Kevin. Let's see. 5-game suspension for Hamels. Okay. Should states, cities, et cetera, build stadiums? We'll get to that in a moment. Should closers pitch more than an inning when it's necessary, yes or no? Of course, we have the coach interview today. We're also going to have Joe Hughes today on the NCAA Women's Golf Championship. Players coming out about football safety. O.C. Umanure thinks that he'll be in a wheelchair by 45. He's missed so many games the last couple of years. I mean, and do the drug tests in Major League Baseball work? 100 games for children's cough medicine.
Well, that's what he says, that he was taking children's cough medicine.
That's not what he tested for.
Well, it was an element that is found in children's cough medicine, and that's what.
Now there are certain things that I want to go back to the 1972 Summer Olympics. And everyone, of course, remembers two primary things from the 1972 Summer Olympics, or actually three things, my apologies, three things that they remember from the 72 Summer Olympics. The Israeli massacre being number one. Number two, Mark Spitz winning 7 gold medals. Number three, the lunacy of the USSR United States basketball game. What's forgotten of that is that Rick DeMont, who was a fine swimmer, an excellent swimmer, was knocked out of the games because of asthma medication. He had asthma, so he had, you know, he had to take something, and it was on the banned list. It's like, it's a stimulant. He's trying to stimulate him to breathe. There's no common sense on these things. Okay?
And I think that was the point that I was trying to see if you agreed with.
I just want common sense. I mean, now, whether Moda's guilty or not, I don't know. But if he claims it's caught, bring me the bottle. Bring me the bottle. We'll test it, and we'll see if you're lying or not.
And especially the fact that, you know, you're already looking at a multiple situation that you've been, you know, that you could potentially be found multiple times in violation. You would think he wouldn't want to take that chance and be up front and say, hey, listen, here's what I was taking for a cold or what have you.
All right. Just be up front with him and tell him. But I think that's what they have to do in a situation like that. They have to tell them up front what they need. I'm a multiple of, I've already been hit once, right? I'm telling you, I took Kaufman. Bring me the bottle. Show it to me. Tell me, here's the ingredients. It's simple cough medicine. Now, if that is true, he should have no problem producing it. If not, then he sits out. Football safety.
Did I go back to the OC?
I'm not so sure that. I'm not so sure how much more they can do. Now, the one thing they have talked about, and I know I've talked to Wayne Sebastianelli about this, Penn State's. Lead of sports medicine and orthopedic surgeon. He thinks that the single most dangerous play in football that he would eliminate would be the kickoff. Because everybody's flying down at full speed and so forth. You know, just, you know, plop the ball in the 20 and start. Everything else, I'm not so sure what you can do. It's the nature of the game. And if Osi Umenyura thinks he's going to be in a wheelchair at 45, then get out. There's nobody out there forcing Osi Umenyura to play football. Nobody is. Does he think he's caught in some world where he can't? If he is worried about where he's going to be at the age of 45, okay. And the league does a lot of things. I mean, they have put a lot of penalties in, things like that, about player safety. They're worried about concussions. And, you know, they now have, for example, as I talked with Dr. John Furrier yesterday, about the fact that every stadium has somebody there, and they monitor potential concussions. Step in the right direction. But at the same time, for a player, if he's worried about whether he'll be in a wheelchair at 45, which is a legitimate concern, he can walk away from the game. He's made a lot of money. It's his choice to keep playing it. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. If he's not comfortable playing the game, then you need to find another form of way to earn money.
Right.
I mean, it's just like any other job. If you're not comfortable in your job and you don't feel you can, you know, you can do your job safely, then I think it's time to find a new job.
Okay, take care.
The problem is, you know, it's I don't know how you could make football, quote unquote, safer.
No, I left. I'm done.
Because this job isn't safe enough for you? Is that the problem?
I don't feel safe here. No, but you're absolutely right, Kevin. I think when you get to a point, if you don't, for example, all right, let's give you an example. You're a construction worker. They want you to work. They're building an 8-story building in Sunbury. You don't think it's safe, even though I'm sure they put in, you know, because there are a lot of OSHA standards and so forth, a lot of OSHA standards. But you don't think it's safe. If you want to walk away from it, you can walk away from it. It's the same thing here. If he doesn't think it's safe, he can walk away from it.
Let's take that a different way now with Kurt Warner on the Dan Patrick Show here on WKOK saying that he's not comfortable with his son playing football now.
That's fine. can be comfortable, uncomfortable. I was comfortable with mine playing football, and he suffered a major injury. He broke his femur. He suffered a huge injury. And you know what? If they were to say to me today, you know, do you want him playing football or not? I said yes, knowing that he would have sustained the injury. Because he loved playing. He loved it. And, you know, Wayne had to take care of him, and he put a metal rod and down the, you know, countersinked it and put the rod down the center of the bone, and he's doing terrific now in life. But he loved playing.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I didn't have any second thoughts about Daniel playing any of the sports that he's played over the years.
Yeah, but your kid rides the bench.
Well, that could be true. Maybe that's why I'm not worried about it as much.
I was just joking.
Now he's been fortunate, but
we kid about Daniel a lot, but I think the world of him. But I want to ask fans a question. I want this put out as the poll question. What, you know, as a parent or grandparent, what sport would you prefer your child to play? Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer.
Each one and has its own risks.
Well, everything has a risk.
Right, that's my point.
I mean, the greatest success stories in life, Kevin, are the ones that take risk in life. Right? You take a risk. All right? Now, and everybody does it in different ways. Warren Buffett took certain risks in his life to make money. Bill Gates took certain risks in his life to make money. I mean, and I don't care what level you're at, okay? The people that run the Geisinger Medical Center have made certain investments and taken risk along the way to make it a better place to go to, right? Our good friends at Sunbury Motors, right? Sunbury Motors sponsors this show, sponsors the studio. They're located on 4th Street, but they also have Sunbury Motors Kia. It's located in Hummel's Wharf on 11 and 15. Along the way in that business, they have taken risks. What product line to put out there? How much of a product line? Where to put your dealerships? And you take risks. WKO takes risks. I mean, for example, I mean this, you know, this show, as much fun as we've had and as much success as we've had, you still want it to work. So you make an investment in it. Take a shot on something. So you take risks all the time. All right? You know, even, I mean, for example, I was offered jobs to go other places, even professional jobs. And I took a risk and stayed here thinking it was my best way to get the job I wanted, the Penn State football job. But it was a risk I took. I stayed here when I was offered other jobs, other places, including professional jobs. You know, so you take risks with the idea of high risk, high reward. So you take a risk and on. Now, this is a physical risk. But at the same time, if O.C. Umanyora is so concerned about his personal safety, and the league, which, by the way, has been trying over and over again, you know, between knee braces, penalties, you know, I mean, look, moving the kickoff up to the 35-yard line. I mean, you don't think that wasn't a safety move? Of course it was. There are far more touchbacks now, and there's less contact. College did the same thing. They're trying to eliminate kickoff returns. You know, they're keeping the spirit of the kickoff in there, but by moving it from the 30 to the 35-yard line, they are doing that for safety reasons, not because it makes the game better. So there have been certain subtle things that have been done, and if O.C. Umanyora is worried that he's going to be in a wheelchair at 45, which is a justified worry, he also has to make personal decisions in his own life about the risk he's willing to take at this stage of his life, with the idea of what he will or will not be at 45. You also have to make your own personal decisions as to how you handle things. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And again, what sport would you like your child, in a perfect world, your child, your grandchild, and they said you could pick any sport for them to play. What sport would you pick them to play, knowing all the risks involved? Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, or other? I'd like to hear your comments on the air about that. I mean, other could be anything, gymnastics, golf. I picked those sports because they're the primary sports, but I wanted to have other in there in case somebody else wanted. But I want to hear what you have to say. What sport would you idealistically pick for your child or grandchild or niece or nephew to play based on everything you see now and the risks that are involved in it? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Kevin, what sport would you pick for Daniel if you had to pick one?
I don't know. That's what I was going to think about during the break, because that's one I have to think about.
Time to take a break. I can see the steam coming off Kevin's head right now, thus thinking is in progress. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Great to have you with us on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday. It just doesn't get any better than this weather-wise.
I don't know what window you're looking at.
Ah, the window of opportunity, my friend.
Optimistic right. Window.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The glass here is half full. All right, what sport? I'd love to hear the reaction from the fans on this one. This is something, this is not one of those, you know, you just create out of thin air. This is actually a poll question I've been thinking about for over a week now. And I wanted to get it out of here today. It's one of those rainy days and a great day to talk like this. If, as a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, whatever you happen to be, and that New England part of me comes out when I say aunt, typically pick that.
On it now.
Right, we're working on it now. I never realized it takes time to do these things. But I want to get the reaction on the air just to get an informal feel from you, the listeners, at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. What sport would you idealistically pick? Thinking about injuries, risks, rewards, what the sport maybe potentially can do discipline-wise, anything. Would you pick? You know, and other can be wrestling. Okay? Other can be wrestling. Other can be golf. Other can be gymnastics. I picked those sports as, you know, primary team sports. But there's, you know, believe me, wrestling is in this mix. You thought it would be great for them to be a wrestler. There's a lot of risk out of that as well. Believe me, cutting weight's a risk every single time. All right, Sarah Bartlett News, bottom of the hour. I'd love to know what sport Barty would idealistically pick. That'd be fun.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sorry, yes, indeed. Chavo, yes, I was just on the... Dr. Ham just gave me a call.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And did he check in with his sport?
No, we talked about other things that were very important to the two of us.
I was going to say important to whom, but I knew better than to ask.
Yes, there's certain things he and I needed to talk about. We talk all the time anyway, but yes. And there are a couple things he heard on a couple talk shows down there that he wanted to run past me. So there we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what? Oh, no, no. You'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation.
I would imagine.
Yeah. And because he doesn't have children. So just has me. The big kid. All right, so have you made a choice as to what you would pick?
You know, I wouldn't have changed anything that he chose. I mean, everything that he's picked, I've supported wholeheartedly, and he's in football, wrestling, and baseball.
But I'm not saying that, though. Everything you've picked's been fine. I mean, I think for most people, if you ask parents of wrestlers, they'll tell you, okay, look, it's important. We love it. It's great. We're into it. The whole thing.
Actually, I'll be honest with you. That's the one that I was more hesitant about than any of them. And it wasn't because of a safety issue. I mean, I had friends that wrestled. I knew enough about it to get myself into trouble. But it was not a sport that I felt comfortable with in being able to, you know, help out or anything like that. It wasn't anything I was driven to do. So it didn't have anything to do with the injury, because I look at it this way. No matter what sport he's in, there's still going to be a risk of injury. No matter what he does, there's still a risk of injury.
But there are a lot of parents right now, and the reason I brought this up is there are a lot of parents right now, Kevin, that select soccer, for example, as physically grueling as that is, because it is physically grueling. It's a lot of running. There's contact. Okay? But they still pick it because they feel there is less of an injury risk as compared to football.
See, I don't see it that way, because there's nothing to protect you except maybe a shin guard.
But it is not a game of forced contact.
I don't know. I mean, there's some contact, yes, but you're right.
Oh, no, there's a lot of contact. I mean, I'm not saying there's not contact. But, for example, you're not, you know, you may get tackled in a soccer term on a play where you go down and you can certainly hurt a knee or something like that. But on every single play in football, I mean, obviously it's there. I mean, it could be something very innocent. Somebody gets blocked into you. You know, you're not the target of being tackled, but somebody can get blocked into you, rolled into you, things like that. A lot of injuries. Baseball, you may put them in baseball. One of the risks in baseball, for example, it deals with the arm, it deals with the elbow and the shoulder. Kids being told they can throw curveballs at too young an age as part of it, then hurting their arm. You know, before the Little League came up with the pitch count idea, there weren't pitch counts, and the kids were out there just throwing. So, I mean, that's what I want to know. As a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, if you had to pick a sport based on all the factors, what sport would you idealistically pick for your child?
You know, the sport that I've always watched and thought was a little bit more violent than people thought?
Irish hurling?
No. Field hockey.
You do get hit in the ankle with a stick.
Yeah. I mean, you wear shin guards there, but it doesn't protect the whole surrounding right. ankle.
And you can get, I mean, and the ball is hard.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that they do in field hockey that actually is an injury preventative and it makes the game better, that they, number one, they try to play it on AstroTurf. Not field turf, but they want to play on AstroTurf. There's a difference. And number two, they wet the AstroTurf. That's right. They will actually wet the AstroTurf before every half. And the reason they do that is, oh boy.
I'm sorry. There was a discussion about the posting your question. My apologies.
No. The reason that they wet the AstroTurf, okay, they water it,
okay,
is to, it prevents the ball from bouncing.
See, I wouldn't have guessed that.
That's
I would have no idea why you would do that, but that make I understand that.
Right. Well, you know, and please, I say this with all due respect, I'm not being a smart aleck here. I've done many more sports than you have. And I've done field hockey on television before. That's why you end up with answers such as these. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's the reason why. It's because I've broadcasted so many times in my career. I've done enough of them in my career. You know, you pick up little things like that. Excuse me. Sunny day and it's plastic grass. What are you doing?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed they watered it to keep. Yeah, right. that never would have dawned on me.
It is to keep the ball from bouncing. It keeps it on the ground.
However, many of the high schools, especially in this area, matter of fact, I can't think
play
of...
Play on grass.
Right. There's only maybe about two that play on any turf type of field.
Right. Right.
And not even every game.
All right. Now, here they, you know, even in high school here, State College area high school here, plays on the AstroTurf at the football field.
Why? What's the difference between AstroTurf and field turf in this case, for the benefit there?
Ease of ball rolling.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, the field turf is fluffy plastic with the black rubber pellets put in there. Now, that stuff has dramatically cut down on knee injuries and abrasions. AstroTurf had a lot of, you know, because of the lack of give, AstroTurf had knee injuries and a lot of abrasions. Players walked out of there bloody all the time. All the time walked out of there bloody.
We've talked about it here a lot. One of the most popular sports in this area is now lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some protection there. I mean, you are wearing some padding there. But again, that can be a very physical sport as well.
Men's lacrosse is extremely physical. Women's lacrosse is physical, but it's actually the way it's supposed to be played is not supposed to be physical. But men's lacrosse is. Men's lacrosse, you know, a lot of guys who played football here, Rich Motti was one of them. Mike's dad, Rich Motti was a great lacrosse player. And, of course, we all know who the greatest lacrosse player arguably of all time is in this country. The great Jim Brown. When he was at Syracuse, he was, people will tell you that there may not have been a better lacrosse player than Jim Brown. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And again, I would like to know, you're a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle. I would like to know what you think. I mean, if they gave you a choice, you had all the freedom in the world to pick whatever you wanted. Right? And you put all the factors in. Love of sport. Risks to injury. You know, Kurt Warner said he would not want his son playing football. Okay. So I'm asking you, what sport do you think they should play? And he made the statement, by the way, on the Dan Patrick Show, heard regularly here on WKOK. I'd like to know, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And, I'm kind of surprised, by the way, but Kevin put down checkers. I mean, like, really?
I don't consider that. A friend of mine once said, if there's not a ball or a finish line, it's not a sport. I'm not saying I agree with that. That was just his saying.
Ball, finish line, not a
right.
sport.
There's not a ball or a finish line, it's not a sport.
Okay.
That would leave gymnastics out, so I disagreed with him on that. But that was his theory.
Hmm. Yeah. No theory is perfect.
Exactly.
All right. Now, one of the sports is golf, NCAA Golf Championship coming up here for the women. We'll come back with Joe Hughes after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
This is Hollywood, where anything can happen, and the fun never ends. From over 60 world-class table games to more than 2,400 of the newest, hottest slots, and the kind of blockbuster winning you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy the award-winning Final Cut Steakhouse and a buffet that could only be called epic. There's fabulous entertainment and the heart-pounding thrills of live thoroughbred racing. It's the ultimate destination for fun seekers and big-time players alike, because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey, take I-81 to exit 80. Must be 21 or older to enter the casino or attend concert. Family problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
You already know the Silver Moon Consignment Barn. On Route 15 is full of antiques and a 10,000 square foot showroom. Now they're moving to the Silver Moon Furniture Store and adding 20,000 square feet. And here's the best part. Bring in the things you no longer use and or antiques. They'll sell them for you. That's right. You don't even have to be there. They'll just send you the check. Silver Moon Consignment Barn in the Silver Moon Furniture Building, north of Lewisburg. Call 568-2276.
Water is essential for your good health. It moistens tissues, joints, and protects organs, plus carries nutrients and oxygen to the cells. Yet studies show most of us are dehydrated, which causes headaches and stomach aches and a host of other health problems. Tulpehocken Mountain Spring Water, nature's finest drink, will deliver to your home or business for just pennies a day. Your good health is worth it.
Tulpehocken, clean, clear water.
There's a place where more is not better. In fact, it's a place where less is more. We're talking about Surplus Outlet, Route 11 just outside Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. When it comes to your budget, why spend more for produce, frozen foods, meats, healthcare? Shop Surplus Outlet. Products and general merchandise that cost more in other stores leave Surplus Outlet with more money in your pocket. Surplus Outlet, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery, where less is always more.
One 800 795 9565. Sealands Grove and Yogi, you've been very patient. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well, Yogi. How are you today, my friend?
I'm good. I have some personal opinions about high school sports and where the injuries come from and why they occur.
Very good.
You take for example, take softball and baseball. And not necessarily basketball, but related sports, tennis, volleyball. The kids, in my opinion, I'm 76 years old, and I played college football and I played high school football. The kids are not in shape to play the sport they're in, most of them. My grandson is becoming a world-class wrestler. Now, there's a sport that if you're not dedicated to it physically and mentally, you don't belong in it. And the amount of injuries that occur in wrestling compared to, like, say, football or even baseball are minimal because the kids are so conditioned from start to finish that the injuries, I mean, there are injuries. I'm sure you know that.
Of course.
But the injuries don't accelerate like they do in other sports. The kids play baseball today. They're not in condition to play baseball. And you can go baseball than in other forms of baseball, and particularly things like softball and even into basketball. The kids today aren't in condition to do the things that they're asked to do, particularly if they're not natural athlete, don't have the athletic physique and composure and muscular definition like you need to do if you're going to be at the top of your game, you know. That's what I think. I don't know how you feel about those.
You know,
things,
I say yes and no on that, Yogi. I think somebody who just gets into it probably does fall into that category.
Mm-hmm.
But so many youngsters are now being asked at a young age to pick a sport and then dedicate themselves to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And because they are, and there's better weight training today, for example, than I think even weight training of 15 to 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, especially in football, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's more of it now. And there are more teachers, individual teachers, for example. I mean, there are individual teachers here that we have in our area for baseball, individual teachers we have here for wrestling, individual for softball. Those kind of individuals who taught individual skills and the number of camps that are available now were not available 20 and 30 years ago. So I agree partially with you about it, but I think there's I'm not quite ready to go completely with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, just being involved in a couple of the sports with my grandkids, particularly soccer. Soccer is really an intense sport in high school.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot more intense than people believe. It's more intense, particularly since there's no protection. The only thing the kids wear is a shin guard.
Right.
And I've seen some pretty violent injuries in soccer, but that's just part of the game. And those kids, the soccer kids, are probably in better shape than any other sport, maybe except wrestling.
Because of the running they have to. Because of the running they have to do.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And the kids that play soccer, you know from being around here, it's a big sport. And the kids that are dedicated to it play from the time they're 6 and 7 years old. But that's also true in wrestling. The kids start when they're 5, and they wrestle until they get out of school. Some go to college, and then it's over. Right. But the amount of injuries that you find in a sport as violent as wrestling is minimal compared to, for example, football.
I think, like
you said, you know, Kurt Warner doesn't want his kid to play football because of the chance of getting injured, and that's fine. But the equipment that football players have today, they have Insulate shoulder pads, and they have liquid filled helmets, and they have trick shoes, and they have knee braces, and everything else, and the kids still get hurt at an alarming rate. An alarming rate, I think, anyway.
Compared to what
they should be.
I understand. Yeah. I agree with that. I think, though, what you'll find, you mentioned baseball and softball specifically.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem there about, quote, being in baseball shape or being in softball shape, part of the problem is the time of the year.
If you
are a soccer player, for example, and you mentioned your grandchildren playing soccer, they really can get themselves ready in the spring and the summer and to get themselves to a soccer type of condition by the time they get to a camp in August. You can do that as well. And in football, you can do that as well. I think you can do that, you know, obviously an indoor sport such as basketball or an indoor sport such as wrestling. But when you're talking about a spring sport in our area of the country where you cannot get outside to do the things that you really need to do to get ready, and I'll give you a collegiate example. Penn State baseball goes 3-14 their first 17 games playing down south. They're not really ready to play because you're not outside enough. And it's amazing once they finally got their, quote, spring training out of the way, they have since come back up here, and they are 21-8 since they came back up here once they got that, quote, spring training out of the way.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's an interesting statistic because I'm sure all the colleges are that way. They all go down south in the spring and play a little bit. Like the major leagues do the same thing. And look how many injuries occur down there. I mean, my God.
No question.
But,
I think you bring up some great points. I like the points you brought up because what you've given Yogi is everybody food for thought, and I think you really set the bar on some things here.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yogi, thank you so much for your call and your thoughts and comments. He has set an interesting bar. I know we have Todd Tilford coming up after the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll save Joe Hughes for a little bit later in the show as well. But our number is 1-800-795-9565. And he brings up some interesting points. He talks about the shape needed to be in a sport, and he brings up some good points. And one of the things to remember about being in shape for a sport is the time of the year of the sport. Spring sports, track and field, baseball, softball. You could do a lot of work inside up to a point, but those sports also need work outside as well, and it's difficult around here to really, in a short turnaround, get players to the point they're in game shape. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. We'd like to take one more before the top of the hour. CBS News, followed by Sarah Bartlett at the top of the hour here on WKOK. And let's go to Williamsport, where Pat is waiting for us. Hi, Pat. Thank you for your patience. We appreciate it. You're on the show.
Okay, good. Enjoy your show as always. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Pat.
I just want to call in a little bit, base my opinion. In the Williamsport area, I don't know, soccer is, you know, it's not big, but it's, we've had two granddaughters go through the junior high and high school programs, and we've seen in the area a lot of girls suffer concussions. That seems to be the biggest injury in this area. You know, in Lycoming County, you know, And I don't know if anybody brought that up, but that's any sport you play, you're going to have injuries, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's part of the, I don't know, the culture. It's part of the sport. You have to expect that, I believe. What's your opinion?
Pat, it's interesting. We had Dr. John Fury on yesterday and talking about concussions, and I think you're discovering that there are more and more diagnosed concussions now than there were 10 years ago because people are looking for it more. So
correct.
I think
yes.
You're seeing, because people are looking for it more and are more aware of the symptoms, we're getting more of that. And that's one of the reasons there has been some talk of possible headgear being used for soccer players. You're around soccer a lot. Your granddaughters have played it. Would you be in favor of that?
I think so. I don't think it wouldn't affect the game or the outcome, you know?
Right.
I don't see a problem with headgear of some. I don't think a football helmet type of headgear is necessary.
But maybe an NHL type of headgear.
Something to that effect. I don't know. That. Okay. I guess they'd have to play with that a little bit. But
sure.
I don't think that would. The only problem I might see is the peripheral vision, you know, the
right.
side vision type. You'd have to make sure you don't impede that at all. But I think it would be a good idea.
You make a great point. I appreciate your call and your point of view, Pat, very much. Thanks so much for listening. You know, of course, we're up against the news at the top of the hour. So we thank you, and we go to CBS News and Sarah Bartlett after this.